So, from the beginning, the Divine Master began to strip my heart of all creatures. And through an interior voice, he would tell me, I am all that is beautiful and that deserves to be loved. See? If you do not remove this little world that surrounds you, that is, thoughts of creatures, imagination, I cannot enter freely into your heart. This murmuring in your mind is a hindrance to letting you hear my voice more clearly, to pour in my graces, to truly enamoring you of me. Promise me that you will be all mine, and I myself will put my hand in the work. You are right that you can do nothing. Do not fear. I will do everything. Give me your will. This is enough for me. This would happen mostly during communion. So I would promise him to be all his own. I would ask for his forgiveness. For up to that point, I had not been so. I would say to him that I truly wanted to love him. And I prayed him never to leave me alone again without him. And the voice would continue. No, no. I will be together with you, observing all of your actions, your movements, your desires. So, I would feel him upon me for the whole day. He reprimanded me in everything. For example, if I let myself be carried away in conversing a little too much with my family, even of indifferent things which were not necessary, the interior voice would tell me, "These discourses fill your mind with things that do not belong to me. They surround your heart with dust, such as to make you feel my grace as weak, no longer alive. Oh, please, imitate me when I was in the house of Nazareth. My mind was occupied with nothing but the glory of the Father and the salvation of souls. My mouth uttered nothing but holy discourses. With my words, I tried to repair for the offenses against the Father, to dart through hearts and draw them to my love, and primarily my mother and Saint Joseph. In a word, everything called upon God, everything was done for God, everything referred to him. Why could you not do the same?" I remain mute, all confused. I try to be alone as much as I could. I confess to him my weakness, and I ask for his help and grace to be able to do what he wanted, because by myself I could do nothing but evil. If during the day my mind was occupied with thinking about people I loved, immediately he would reprimand me, telling me, "Is this the love you have for me? Who has ever loved you like me? Look, if you do not stop it, I will leave you." At times, I felt myself given such and so many bitter reproaches that I would do nothing but cry.